Praise be Jesus and Mary. Like last Sunday, we have again today the privilege of listening to a few verses from the beginning of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. At the end of his Gospel, St. John essentially tells us why he wrote what he wrote. He says this, "These things are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name." John 20, verse 31. And that word believe is used about 100 times in the Gospel of St. John. The most famous time it's used, of course, is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." And we've said in other homilies that that word believe doesn't simply mean saying, "Yes, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I accept him into my life." Belief isn't just, "I agree in my head, and I accept that's true." Belief includes faith. It includes receiving the gift of baptism, obedience, following Christ, taking up our cross, receiving the body and blood of our Lord, confessing our sins, repentance, performing good works, and so on. Belief means being and living as a true follower of Christ, according to St. John. And in the famous verse from John 3:16, when it says that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life, that word believe is actually used in the present tense. It's a present tense verb. It means that it's something I'm doing right now. I'm living the gospel. I'm following Christ right now. And that's essentially the same thing that our Lord is telling us in today's gospel when he says, "Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me." John 15, verse 4. I don't know if you noticed, but in the gospel today, 5 times we heard that phrase, "remain in me." Remain in me, in this case, it's an imperative verb. What does that mean? It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's a command that our Lord gives us. And in St. John, in his first letter, he tells us how we know that we believe in him and that we remain in Jesus. He says this, "And God's commandment is this, we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit that he gives us," St. John says. 1 John 3, verses 23 and 24. So if we keep Christ's commandments, that's the sign that we actually believe in him, and that's the sign that we remain in him as well. Believing in Jesus and remaining in Jesus, however, are always a choice. Choosing not to believe or to remain in Jesus means obviously choosing to sin. When we commit serious sins, mortal sins, we choose to separate ourselves from Christ. And if we've committed a serious sin, we do need to go to confession. And if we receive Holy Communion before going to confession, we actually commit another serious sin, which is called a sacrilege. And worse still, if we die in mortal sin, then our Lord's words in the Gospel apply to us when he says this, "Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into the fire, and they will be burned," Jesus says, John 15, verse 6. And he's obviously talking about the fires of hell here. So yes, it can be costly to remain in Jesus, to remain faithful to what he asks us to do. It can be costly. But think of it this way. It's actually a lot more costly to turn away from him, because there's the possibility that we could be eternally separated from him and actually be lost forever. So we need to be wise with the choices that we make in this life. The last thing I'd like to mention this morning is the names that Jesus gives himself in the Gospel of St. John. 2 Sundays ago, he told us this, "I am the Good Shepherd," John 10, verse 11. Today, he tells us, "I am the true vine," John 15, verse 1. In the Gospel of St. John, there are actually 7 of these "I am" sayings. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." He says, "I am the true vine." In John 6, verse 35, he says, I am the bread of life. In John 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. John 10, verse 7, I am the door of the sheep. John 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. And of course, John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now notice how all of these names, all of these descriptions of our Lord begin with those words, I am. In the Greek, which is what the gospel was originally written in, it's ego eimi. That's how you pronounce it in the Greek. Now, in his disputes with the religious leaders in the same gospel of John, chapter 8, three times Jesus uses that phrase. In verse 24, he tells the religious leaders this. He says, you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am. And in verse 28, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, he says, then you will know that I am. If you look in the English translation, it says that I am he, but the original Greek actually says simply, ego eimi, I am. And in verse 58, with the religious leaders, he tells them this, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And St. John tells us that at that point, the Jews actually picked up stones because they were going to kill our Lord. Why? Because, well, they knew when he was using that phrase, I am, he was actually claiming to be God. He was actually attributing to himself the name which God revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai, which we mentioned sometime last week from Exodus 3, chapter 14. I am who I am, God said. It's the name that was so holy that the Jews could not even pronounce it. They were not even permitted to pronounce it. In John chapter 10, in another incident when the religious leaders were ready to stone Jesus again, Jesus said to them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these do you stone me? The Jews answered him, it is not for a good work that we stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. John 10, verses 32 through 33. So when Jesus does say to us, as he does today, I am the vine, or in John chapter 10, when he says, I am the good shepherd, he's actually saying two things at once. He's saying, God is the vine, God is the true shepherd, and I am God at the same time. In fact, the whole of St. John's gospel was meant by the apostle as a testimony not only of the true divinity, the true humanity of our Lord, but above all of his true divinity. So everything that Jesus says and does is trustworthy. Why? Because he himself is God in the flesh. You won't find anyone in heaven or on earth more trustworthy and more truthful than our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's learn more and more not only to believe in Jesus in our heads, but to believe in him in our hearts as well, to believe in him now and always, as our Lord intends that word believe, which essentially means to live a life which reflects Christ's character and his honoring of his commandments. And as we've heard today, if we believe in him, we will remain in him. And remaining in him, remaining faithful to him, we will bear much fruit. We will be a light of hope to those who are around us, who are struggling, and to those who actually still don't know who our Lord is. And that believing in Jesus and remaining in him will manifest itself in our lives by how virtuous we are, in our words and in our actions. If we are truly humble, truly merciful, not self-centered, not afraid to embrace the crosses that our Lord sends to us, then we can say, yes, we do believe in Jesus, and yes, we do remain in him now, and praise God with the help of Our Lady for all eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.